Recorded Books and RB Digital present Limits of the Known by David Roberts. Narrated by David Chandler. For Sharon, then, now, and forever. Prologue. In June 2015, Matt Hale and I spent 9 days in Alaska. We were anxious about our mission. If our visit failed to generate the kind of enthusiasm we hoped for, we'd return to our homes in Virginia and Massachusetts, humbled and depressed. It was our plan to give slideshows in Anchorage and Talkeetna, celebrating the 50th anniversary of our first ascent of the west face of Mount Huntington. That climb had been, in many respects, the cardinal achievement of our careers as mountaineers. Now I was 72, Matt 71. We'd been reliving the exploit we had performed at 22 and 21. But what if nobody cared about some long-ago climb? What if only sparse gatherings showed up in the auditoriums we had rented? What if a trickle of polite applause for our antiquarian adventure was all we might wring from those jaded attendees? We had reason to hope otherwise. Back in 1965, as we set our eyes on the soaring wall on one of the most beautiful mountains in the world, we told ourselves that if we got up the route, we could claim bragging rights to the hardest thing yet done in Alaska. Huntington had been climbed only once by any route, just the year before, when 8 crack Frenchmen, led by the legendary Lionel Taray, Matt's and my hero for his expeditions from all over the world, from Annapurna to Fitzroy, had struggled for a month before taming the Northwest Ridge. Young though we were, the four of us felt that we had enough experience under our belts to prepare us for a challenge as daunting as the West Face. Don Jensen and I were the veterans of 2 previous Alaskan expeditions, one of which had made the first direct ascent of the Wickersham Wall, Mount McKinley's North Face, at 14,000 feet from base to summit, the tallest precipice in the Western Hemisphere. And though Matt and Ed Byrne had never before been on an expedition, they had proved...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?